Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by State Representative John Thorpe to talk about matters pending in the Iowa Senate.
One thing that the Senate is currently considering is what's known as the Blue Alert. This is a special alert signal, much like the Amber Alert for disappeared children. This would be one which pertains specifically to police officers, correct?
That's correct. Any time a police officer is killed in the line of duty, not including an accident or something of that sort, but if it's at the hands of someone else, then it would put out an alert so that people would be aware that there's somebody out there who is of grave danger.
This has been utilized in some states, and I believe it's been proposed in Iowa before. Do you think there's a chance that it will be accepted this time around?
Oh, I think there's a chance of it. It's hard to say at this stage of the session. It's hard to say. They go by the things on this medium, on radio, or on radio and television, that type of thing. But it's a way to have a plan ready to go if something like that happens, so that the more people can be made aware of it, the better.
And a situation like that, when you're looking for a suspect involved in the shooting of a police officer, the fact that it's an officer involved tends to ratchet up the situation, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and I think something like this Blue Alert would be great from a lot of perspectives. Just one example would be, let's say you're sitting at home, or let's say your grandmother's sitting at her home, and she receives a text message all of a sudden, and there's something going on in her neighborhood. That might make her a little more willing to get up and make sure her door is locked, and maybe just look outside the window. And if she sees somebody running through her yard, then that'd be a good time to call 911 and notify. But I think there are several benefits to it.
What's the current status of the solar bill? That, of course, has been under discussion, and right now there are some potential changes to it, correct?
Yeah, there are a few amendments being discussed right now. In fact, one that I'm looking at, or I shouldn't say I'm looking at it, I've actually I've had the drafters working on it, would be an amendment that would at least exempt school districts and exempt city and county governments. I'm not extremely excited about the bill to begin with, but my thought is that if it does pass, and I'm not saying it will, but if it does pass, I would rather it have that amendment, so at least our projects around here that are in the near future will not be affected.
For example, the city of Knoxville has some going for city facilities in the school district, and if that amendment is accepted, those would be exempted, right?
Yes. If the amendment were to pass and the bill were then to pass, they would still be, or they would be exempted.
Also, the property tax, you're looking at changes of that, and where does that stand right now?
Well, where that stands right now is on Thursday, there were some significant changes made with an amendment which pulled some segments of spending out of that bill. I've been in contact with the Board of Supervisors both in Jasper and in Marion counties, and they are very, very concerned about it. I've spoken to some other department heads in other counties, and they're very concerned about it also. So I think that's the general mood right now, that there are a lot of concerned local officials, and I'm fairly confident in its present form it won't pass. Now, will there be enough amendments that come along that make it a comfortable sell? I guess time's going to tell on that.
And what's the potential impact on property taxpayers?
Well, I have to be honest and tell you that depends who you ask. The bill has a lot of detractors and a lot of supporters. Some folks say it would make things fairly consistent, property taxes fairly consistent from year to year. Others are saying, "My gosh, this is gonna be almost the end of the world." So it really depends on who you're talking to.
Is there anything coming up in the next week that might be of import?
Well, right now, when you get near the end of session, that's when the budgets start getting hot and heavy. We passed last week. We passed a couple of the segments of the budget, and we still have some to go. Education, Department of Education, and Health and Human Services, they both passed last week. I was happy to see that the field operations section of DHS has been funded for another, I want to say, 35 more positions, which I think will help. And that's going to cost about $6 million more, but I think that's probably going to be put to pretty good use right now.
Thanks to Representative John Thorpe for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.